Thanks for listening to the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Hello and welcome inside hour two of the Jason Smith Show with my best friend Mike Harmon.
Oh!
Where maybe, just maybe, the Bulls absolutely stink. Or maybe not.
The but usual the trolls were out after you for that, too.
Oh, boy. Zach LaVine getting an MRI, and this is a big-time series. They look, the stink thing, look, the Bulls get blown out tonight by the Warriors. Their second big blowout.
They set records in doing it, though.
They did. They were outscored 276 to 208 in their last two games, but outscored by 68 points in their last two losses. But clearly, the biggest story here, obviously, Zach LaVine, who left after 4 minutes with a knee injury, getting an MRI, but there is initial confidence, according to ESPN's agent Wojnarowski, that he hasn't suffered a serious injury. The fact that he kind of stormed off the floor and walked into the locker room kind of tells you, okay, maybe it's not as serious, but still good to get this news because, hey, Bulls have been the best team in the East so far, and it's been some kind, they've been some kind of story, and they've been so undercovered. They should be a bigger story. We should be talking about them more. You know, we mentioned this last week on the show, the stories that need more coverage, where we can give it to them instead of coverage of players like Antonio Brown. The Bulls deserve it, and now here they are hitting their first big rough patch of the season. But clearly, you'll take a big blowout if Zach LaVine is okay coming back at some point soon for the Bulls.
Oh, no question. There was an ESPN stat. First team in NBA history to lose back-to-back home games by at least 25 points while owning the best record in their conference.
That's a stat. That's one of those it's a long way to get to that stat.
Well, you know, it's not like, you know what? That's one of those we got a lot of people on staff that are just kind of hanging out. See if this ever been done before. Just, you know, maybe you find something, maybe you don't.
I got a stat. What do you got? First team to lose back-to-back games at home by 25 points. Great. As long as they're leading their conference. Oh, okay. That's all right.
I mean, look, that's a lot of search parameters that you start kicking into the system. But ultimately, it's two horrible losses, and that's you just take them at that. It's mid-January, and you shrug going, all right, there could be, you know, you could hit a wall, right? You never know. It's, you know, ebb and flow of a long season, back-to-back games, and now you've got LaVine with an injury that you're just hoping is a day-to-day kind of thing. But certainly, yeah, everybody was waiting, I think, to a degree, the other shoe to drop. I mean, how many folks have said, it's a nice story, but ... wondering about, well, it's kind of like your Knicks last year. It's a nice story, but Thibodeau grinding guys, lack of playoff experience. Likewise for the Bulls, some really nice pieces. The addition of DeRozan has been just such a monstrous add and for the city and to resurrect some of the footage that wasn't Scottie Pippen being upset about The Last Dance. People are kind of fired up. Hey, Bulls basketball is relevant. But, yeah, back-to-back thrashings is enough to get your eyebrow raised going, well, what does this mean? And trying to ascribe something larger to it.
We'll have more NBA as the show rolls on. Right now, Dallas and Memphis, it is 52-48. Memphis with the lead, proving that the Grizzlies, now that Ja Morant is going to win the MVP, we need to put them on every night. But we're going to play. Doesn't matter. Give them every single night. Let them play every night to Monday through Friday. They're going to play. Forget about Saturday, Sunday. We got NFL wild card and championship games coming up. Let them play Monday through Friday.
Well, remember what they did with Zion Williamson his rookie year. Whenever he was available, all of a sudden, even if it was like 4 in the afternoon, it's like, all right, they added another game. Why? It's Zion and the Pelicans. And damned if they wouldn't do it again if he was suddenly activated by the Pelicans. It's Zion ball. Watch him while he's available.
Instead, now it is Ja Morant who's going to wind up winning MVP in the NBA this year. I'm telling you, we went over this the other night. He's got everything you need to win it. He's got 14-4 so far tonight, getting close to halftime again. Grizzlies lead the Mavericks. Second game of the doubleheader, 54-50. But today, while we get to the continued preview of all the big NFL games this weekend, the All-Pro lists came out today, which is always a fun day because, you know, for Pro Bowl, when you find it, everybody makes it. Now, the All-Pro is always fun, and clearly the number one story, the Pro Bowl led by the selection of Braxton Berrios to the All-Pro list by the... See, you knew that was coming, buddy. You knew me so much. You knew me so well. I know he's going to mention Braxton Berrios being the kick returner, but the Jets have an All-Pro. The Chargers don't have an All-Pro. The Bears don't have an All-Pro. The Jets have an All-Pro.
Well, I mean, the Bears had several guys on the All-Pro teams, right? Because there's first team, second team.
Right, no, first team is the only one that counts. Because then you're in a Pro Bowl. If you're on the third team All-Pro, then you're in the Pro Bowl.
It's not true. It's so Robert Quinn, Roquan Smith, Jakeem Grant, congratulations to the three of you.
Completely
you
true.
You did it. Come on, Quinn very quietly had 18 and a half sacks. Outside of this show, did anybody ever bring that up? No. Look at T.J. Watt. Look at this guy. Look at that guy. Look, J.J. Watt's tweeting about his brother. Let's talk about him. Meanwhile, you've got Robert Quinn just dominating.
It's led by Braxton Berrios. That's the whole thing.
Well, I know you were really excited when he started tweeting about it and peacocking a little bit. And he earned it. Good for him.
He did. I'm telling you. It's about the first team. Second and third teams don't matter. They don't, because then you're at the point where, okay, if you're the third, that's what we're taking three quarterbacks for the Pro Bowl. We're taking three. You got to be on the first team. It's what it is.
Devondre Campbell makes the first team All-Pro from the Packers. Micah Parsons, as a rookie, makes it there as well. I mean, 14 All-Pros making their first appearance. That's some pretty impressive stuff, including your guy, Braxton Berrios.
Well, listen, to get away from – because it's not all about Braxton Berrios. 5 years, $15 million, sign the deal now. Is that –
Wait,
when
wait,
you
5 years,
see the list,
$15 million?
Oh, yeah. 5 years, $15-17 million. That's what he's going to get.
No.
Yeah, that's what he's going to get, sure. He's not going to get more than that.
Quarterback's any good, he's going to get more money than that.
No. 5 years, $15-17 million. That's what he's going to wind up getting.
Wow, that's a pittance. That's WR5 money.
Well, no, it's not. Well, the guy's good, but okay, you know, let's
all pro. You're just singing his praises, and
I'm just wanting. I want to give the guy $15
million. And now you just
took
a baseball bat to him.
I want to give the guy $15 million. Suddenly, you're saying that's not good enough.
Over 5 years, I tell you to go kiss my.
No, it's three. It's 3 years, and I said 3 years and $15 million.
I heard five.
I said three and 15. No, three.
Either way, $5 million still too cheap.
No matter what you're telling me. Oh, okay. I don't care. How about 1 year and 50? No, that's too cheap. Two things we are in the era of right now. And it's always fun to say when you are in the era of greatest all time at a position. And one is very obvious and one is not so obvious. The one that is not so obvious is that once again, Justin Tucker is the All-Pro kicker for the Baltimore Ravens, and I know we've had some guys that have made a clutch kicks in the playoffs, and you know, look, Adam Vinatieri is going to get all his due. Justin Tucker, quite simply, is the best kicker in the history of the NFL. What he has done and what he continues to do, and look, he's got, I wouldn't say he's in the middle of his career, but he's maybe got a good third of his career left. He simply is the best. He is the most consistent, longest kicks. Nothing phases him in the clutch, whatever it is. I know it's a kicker, but he's the best kicker in the history of the game. I feel it's great seeing him. There's no other kicker I've ever seen when I can go, well, no matter where it is, he could be kicking from the sideline, 65 yards into a swirling wind, and I'm going to go, oh, he's going to make this. I mean, that's how good Justin Tucker has been throughout his career and how good he continues to be in his career.
I celebrate his entire catalog. You know that. There's no question about it. I was laughing the other day. A new football product came out, and I was watching, one of the unboxings. Not the Logan Paul variety, but, you know, you buy it, we'll open it up for you, and then ship you the contents, and it's all captured on YouTube or whatever else. And one of the autographs, you get two in a box, was a Justin Tucker. And the guy was in the chat screaming, and the guy that was breaking is like, do you not understand how great this man is? How good? Like, he did the a complete sell job. Because normally you get a veteran, particularly a kicker, you're like, really? Really? And I don't know how many other cards he signed during his career. Because generally, as a kicker, you're not getting into the sets until you've established yourself as something of a star. And so it was just funny because he basically did the same sell job that you just did. I'm like, do you not realize this is one of the greatest kickers of all time?
He's played 10 years. He's missed 22 field goals. In 10 years, the Jets have guys miss 22 field goals in a season. He's missed four extra points in his entire career.
But we've talked about it a ton since we started on air, you know, and everybody laughs about it from a fantasy perspective of, what a kicker. No, kickers win you titles too. But certainly in the NFL, with most games finishing within 7 points, having a kicker you can rely on is everything. How many coaches have you watched over the last couple of years? It's a 45-yard field goal. Do we trust them? Do we not? I'm not talking about whether you should be sending Carlson out from 55 or whatever. You guys can go and go back in the way back and have that debate again. But it's more just even the things that are supposed to be the makeable ones. You've got so many guys that have struggles or have a revolving door of kickers, right? Guys that are just missing in big moments. To be able to just say, all right, that spot on our roster that is so important with the type of style of football that we play and the way the game is here as we enter 2022, is to have a guy like Tucker, yeah, he's worth his weight in gold. Right. That's why, you know, going back a couple of years ago, right, when the Bears had Robbie Gould and then he was going to get paid and they said, nah, we don't want to pay him. What's he done since? He's been fantastic. When he's healthy, he's still about as good as it gets in the game, you know, outside of your Justin Tucker world. Instead, you've had a revolving door and the infamous double doink.
Oof. The guy is 48 out of 66 in his career from 50 or more yards. I mean, just think about that percentage from when usually that's a toss-up field goal, right? You make it from 50, okay, maybe kickers make it about half the time from 50, the good ones a little bit more. He is 48 out of 66 all time from 50-plus yards. I mean, when you're almost automatic from 50 more yards, what does that do for your offense, man? It's amazing. It does so many great things.
There's no question about it.
And the other guy, obviously, this is a little bit easier, but as time goes on, the debate of greatest defensive player of all time is going to wind up coming down to Aaron Donald or Lawrence Taylor, right? Because when you get further past Lawrence Taylor, you're getting back into the 70s and the 60s and players. And you're into guys like Dick Butkus, and you're in an era that people didn't get to really see. But when you get down to it now with what Lawrence, and look, Lawrence Taylor's had his issues off the field, but on the field, he changed the way teams played offense because Bill Walsh came up with the West Coast offense because he was trying to figure out a way to block Lawrence Taylor, right? Now the West Coast offense is so incredibly popular. And the same thing, Aaron Donald being able to control games as he does from the defensive line, that's going to be the big debate. Is the best defensive player of all time Lawrence Taylor or Aaron Donald, who, of course, strides his way to another all-pro selection earlier today?
Double team him, triple team him, doesn't matter. He's wandering through. It's certainly there. You're going to have some folks that'll stand going back for say, a Ray Lewis. Maybe some guys from back in the day that when the head slap was allowed, but it's certainly for Aaron Donald, it's fun to watch a guy on the interior with the explosiveness that he has, and each and every game, no matter what they try to throw at him, the equivalent of the box and one, he's still making plays. It's really absurd, but he's got to get the other guys to work with him, you know, to stop the run here, and you know, all that toughness. The word and physicality is the word of the week. I did that specifically for some of our friends in the Twitterverse that are tired of hearing that term. But it's the type of thing. I mean, they're potentially there for a great run, and he's the guy that'll be the catalyst. As much as we want to talk about the offensive side of things and everybody harping on Matt Stafford or whatever, that defensive front led by Aaron Donald has to set the tone.
Twitter at How About a Fresca. Mike gets swollen. Don't just understand the position of all-time greatness for both of those guys.
Yeah, I want to add one last thing. Congratulations to Rashawn Slater, Northwestern Wildcats, second team All-Pro.
Yeah, but he's a guard, really. So I mean, I can't do that. He's really a guard.
You can call him whatever you want. He is an All-Pro.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Fox Sports Radio, The Jason Smith Show with my best friend Mike Harmon. If you're a valued customer, you deserve a simple gesture of appreciation from your credit card company. And that's why Discover matches all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year. Discover, exceptionally common sense. Learn more at discover.com/match. That's discover.com/match. Limitations, they do apply. Well, joining us now on the hotline to talk NFL playoff football, he is the editor-in-chief at fansided.com. He is a Pro Football Hall of Fame voter.
Go Aztecs, dudes. All right.
He has already decided not to vote for Aaron Rodgers for MVP no matter what.
F*** you, Aaron Rodgers.
It is the aforementioned Jason Cole. J. Cole, what's happening, man? How are you?
I'm only talking to Harmon from now on.
Hi, buddy. Wow. How are you? Good to have you on the show.
Yeah, see, you know, when somebody's kind enough to rip up a contract and understand the value of somebody and then send them things like whiskey and Chicago-style pizza and recognize that that person deserves my undivided attention.
Now, to let people know, as we've talked about many times with Jason Cole, he signed a
Nobody holds to the two sandwich. No. You're going to apply.
Let me explain.
You're out.
I have the contract details. Harmon doesn't have the details.
But this is why you're a Jets fan. You hold people to their contracts when they've outperformed the contract, and then they don't want to play for you anymore, and they leave, and your team is terrible. This is what's happened to you.
Do you think you're talking to Mike Tannenbaum? Who do you think you're talking to on this show?
You think you're talking to the Braxton Berrios?
Look, let me just say this. I know who I'm talking to, and it's my segment. I'm in charge. I don't care.
Oh, I'm sorry. You must think you're talking to John Idzik. You're not talking to John Idzik, okay? It's not happening.
Well, but in these next couple of weeks, he's going to be able to get that other sandwich, too.
Woody Johnson on the line. Ooh, I'm so scared.
But think about it. Super Bowl in L.A., we get to have a sandwich together, too.
Yeah. Well, that's why we had to renegotiate. That's why I had to renegotiate. Look, Jason Cole signed a two-sandwich, five-year deal to come on the show, right? It was a bad deal, but now knowing that we're going to wind up seeing him likely at the Super Bowl, we had to renegotiate. So instead of another five-year two-sandwich deal, it is a five-year...
The best part is it was just a two-year deal with two sandwiches. Now it's gotten to 5 years.
Oh, I'm sorry. We can extend like we're franchising you.
Mike Tannenbaum is back negotiating for the Jets.
It's like franchising. Okay. Every year we can franchise.
Let's work this thing out with Darrell Revis. Okay, good job.
But now Harmon sent Jason Cole three bottles of alcohol, and so now it's another five-year deal Jason Cole has signed for, so it's pretty good. I'm pretty happy.
I got to say, those whiskey bottles are amazing. They are just – the whiskey is awesome, too, but the bottles themselves are just elegant. I got to say that. So,
well, based on designs of Bob Dylan artwork.
It is truly amazing. Okay.
Yeah, good stuff. Well, I'm glad you like, buddy.
Thank you very much.
I like how some people on the on social media
who put that out there the other day.
They didn't know what it was. They thought like it was peanut butter. I thought that was pretty good.
That was peanut butter. That's
what'd you say?
Some olive oil.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do a deal for. Yeah, 10 jars of peanut butter. Send me some Skippy. I prefer Jif extra crunchy.
Is it Gif or Jif? Anyway.
No, that's Jif. That's Jif. The peanut butter is Jif.
Yeah, okay, sorry about that. The popcorn is jiffy. Sorry about that. Now we're going back to my childhood. All right, what do we got in football? Do we want to do this? Do we really want to do this?
Listen, we got to get some real football talk. You wrote a serious football column today that you pinned on social media. I'm like, this is not the Jason Cole I know. Write this serious column about the gamesmanship of Ben Roethlisberger.
Right, Ben Roethlisberger. And more to the point, the Chiefs, who I want to believe are going to win the Super Bowl. I really do. But boy, they just, like, something about them tells me they're going to disappoint again. It's like, I don't know what it is. Like, are they going to be ready for the playoffs or not? And Ben Roethlisberger just, I think, is a great bit of gamesmanship. Not that it's going to matter, because the Steelers are just, I mean, they're so dreadful. I mean, they're so bad. How many passes did he throw in that final home game? Like, 65 passes for like for like 72 yards or something like that. I mean, it was abysmal. Like averaging 1 yard per pass. Even Snoop Dogg is like, oh, we perfected the 2 yard out. This is awesome. Snoop Dogg with the Mannings. That was the only highlight of that whole night. That's what I got to say.
It was like he was back ripping Todd Haley again. Because Snoop used to go on the expletive rants about
defeated.
That stuff.
No, when Snoop talking about Todd Haley was angry Snoop. Like, Snoop on Monday talking about, you know, watching Roethlisberger was like defeated Snoop. I got nothing. Like, I'm going to tear out my own soul. It's over. You know, like, what can I do here? Like, there was no more fight for Snoop Dogg when he was talking about this. He was just like, I can't do it anymore. This is horrible.
See, but here's the thing, J. Cole, is that even if the Steelers don't score, like, they could have 23 play drives that span 14 minutes and only 30 yards. And they're keeping the ball away from the Chiefs, and their defense can imprint
don't talk
the game
football
a bit.
Strategy. Don't do that. Don't talk football strategy. You're not good at that.
Wow, you don't even like my joke going into football strategy.
No, I really don't. That's not.
Well, now I'm not buying you a sandwich at the Super Bowl. Now, forget it.
Well,
I'm sending you the liquor.
The deal is in ink now.
I was giving you a bonus.
I'm
now forget
holding
it.
You to the deal.
Now there's no bonus. You were going to get a bonus.
Right, well,
now there's no bonus.
Here's the problem. Okay, Tannenbaum, here we go.
No bonus. he keeps calling you Tannenbaum.
Yeah, you're Tannenbaum. That's what you are. That's what you're just, like, oh, we're going to be really clever. My favorite Tannenbaum story. This is classic, okay? All right, they draft the left tackle, right? I'm trying to remember. Who is the left tackle?
DeBrickashaw Ferguson? Yeah,
they get DeBrickashaw Ferguson, right? And then the next year, they draft Revis, right? And he keeps like holding out for, I've got to have a 5-year deal on Revis because I don't want those guys to come up for free agency at the same year. It's 5 years away, you dolt. Why are you? You might not even have this job. Worry about, like, the next 2 years. How about that? No, I'm worried about 5 years from now. If they're any good, you're going to re-up them before you get to the 5 years. Come on, Mike. Stop being so anal. Just stop it. It's just, oh, my God, the analysis paralysis by Mike Tannenbaum was so terrible. I couldn't believe it. And I like Mike. He's a nice guy, but boy, he was a dreadful GM in that respect. And my favorite parts were when he was like doing Hard Knocks and he was pretending that he actually knew about personnel. That's not the guy we're going to take. Dude, you're an accountant. Go be an accountant.
Speaking of bad personnel decisions and the habit.
No, you know nothing about personnel. Just because you listen to Parcells does not mean you know anything about personnel. Stay away from personnel. Go negotiate contracts. That's what you're good at. And you're questionably good at that. Okay? Just no. Go away. Still. Who was the kid that they took from Ohio State, the defensive of Golston?
Oh, Vernon Golston.
Yeah.
The fifth player in a 4-player draft. Yeah, that's who I wound up getting, yes.
Yeah. Like, oh, my God. And it's like everybody knew. Everybody knew. Why are you taking this guy? Oh, well, he's a passer. Like, Mike, you don't know anything about football. Go away. Don't do this. Stop.
You know, I think my favorite part the last couple minutes is how you wanted to make sure you preface this by saying, look, I like Mike, before you can proceed to throw him out. It doesn't matter. He hates you now. He will never talk to you again. I don't care. Oh, you know, Jason Cole just said, I don't know what I'm doing, but he says he likes me.
Well, I got to tell the truth.
He's not going to like you. He's never going to speak to you again. Hey, Mike, but I said I liked you before I said you didn't know what you were doing and you were bad at your job. I said I liked you.
I like you, but I do this show every week. I mean, you know, think about it that way.
Hey, all Smith, right. With all due respect,
You are the Mike Tannenbaum of hosts.
I figured that's where it was going to go.
And I took that personally. Okay. All right.
Nicely done. All right. So we talk about guys that didn't know what they were doing in a front office, probably should have been coaching, and that's trader Bill O'Brien. Forget about him interviewing with the Jaguars for a minute. The cupboard was bare, and David Culley is out after 1 year. He gets a giant novelty check, but just exacerbates already a problematic situation. But what does it mean for the NFL?
Exacerbating a problematic situation. Wow, I like that.
That's he says nice. Things like that all the time. That's one of his favorite phrases. He likes that all the time. Yeah.
Okay. So we're exacerbating at this point in time.
Correct.
Yes. Everybody watch out. Can you imagine, if you're a really high-quality coach, like you're the McDaniel guy from San Francisco and, a lot of people want you, and Houston calls, and you're like, maybe not. Maybe I don't do that. Maybe I pick another team. Now, that's not saying a lot because, all the teams that are hiring, pretty much all the teams that are hiring coaches right now have something dreadful about them. And you know this well, Harmon, because you're Chicago.
Oh, no, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, right, yeah. There's a problem. Olin Krutz, just put it right out there, $15 an hour. I like mm-hmm. that.
Yeah.
Hey, we paid you millions to be a player here. Can't you work for $15 an hour now to help us make a championship offensive line?
Nobody listened to me, J. Cole. I've been saying this for years.
You can make more money flipping burgers at McDonald's. This is classic. So, if you're looking at Houston, if you're saying, okay, you knew you were hopeless, you hired a guy, you gave him $22 million, and then you fired him after 1 year, A, you didn't give him a chance, and B, you were stupid enough to pay him $22 million. What is your judgment all about? That's the question. Why do I believe that you're ever going to figure out how to win football games? How's that ever going to happen? And that's where you just have to sit there and say, if I've got anything better, I'm not going to Houston. It's just not happening. And that's the statement that they made. It's not so much about, I feel sorry for David Culley, because I sort of do, because he deserved more than 1 year. And he's, a nice guy. I didn't think it was a particularly great hire when they did it. We're going to go right down this track again. But he deserved more than 1 year, and with that terrible roster. But this indicts the whole operation of how the Houston Texans are being run by the, capable hands of Cal McNair and Jack Easterby, or whatever that guy's name is.
He's on Twitter at JasonCole62.
I really like this guy.
This
is like Dom Herrera. Yeah. Yeah. No offense, but your sister's a slut. That whole routine that he used to do. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. That escalated quickly.
She's a lovely girl. She's a lovely girl. But hey, let me just tell you this. I remember seeing him. I saw him in Fort Lauderdale one time. I was like, that was priceless. But yeah, this is my whole shtick now. I really like this guy, but man, is he horrible? He's awful.
The more you like a guy, the worse he is at his job. That's just the situation right there.
You don't want to be liked by me.
Let's that'll be a new video series you put out.
Check him out on Twitter at JasonCole62. Plus, his special to fan buzz on Roethlisberger's gamesmanship, Lamar Jackson being worth big money, what it's like to sign a 5-year, three-bottle deal. I want to give it a tease so people want to go and click on it so they go, I wonder what he has to say.
No. Don't pay Lamar Jackson. Don't pay Lamar Jackson.
Now people know. Now people don't need to go. Oh, he says, don't pay Lamar. Good, I'm good.
No. You want the comments. That's what you want.
He's just bad.
I really like Lamar Jackson. By God, I would never pay him.
J. Cole, thanks a bunch. As always, we'll talk to you next week. Enjoy.
Later, guys. Be good.
Bye, buddy.
There he is. And, yeah, props to Harmon for sending Cole 3 bottles of alcohol to get him to continue to come on the show with us for the next 5 years. Very good, Mike. That was very good. Good forward thinking by you.
We try to take care of our people, and as we don't just have random guests. We've got family, mm-hmm. right? Jay Glazer, who joins us, Lock and Fora, Todd Furman. We'll talk to him later. later on, Wojcicki, Fewtek, and J. Cole, and occasionally someone else, and our guy Rick Bucher. Right, what do we got? Mm-hmm. Seven guys.
Yeah, yeah, we got our guys.
I mean, it's a close-knit family, so I sent him some love when the Bob Dylan whiskey bottles. It's nice. A really cool project that I saw it, and I said, if anybody would appreciate it, because he always puts up little lyrical quotes on it on Twitter, right, in between saying, I love this guy. He's got to go. He'll randomly just have three or four lines from a song. So I'm like, he'd appreciate this. And obviously it hit well. So ours are still en route because I ordered us all a set as well. So.
Oh, good. Okay. You ordered us better ones than you sent for him, right? I mean, we need to have better ones.
I think one of the bottles is bigger in the
Good. Okay, good. Bought,
but, that's you know, just so you can say that.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sports book, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Fox Sports Radio. Jason Smith, Mike Harmon. Real credit card questions require real people. Someone who understands your issues and works to resolve them with you. That's why Discover offers helpful U.S.-based representatives available 24/7. Discover, exceptionally common sense. So we have our big NFL upset specials coming your way next hour on the show. We got some more NBA. But while we gave you our Saturday picks earlier in the show, it's time to take a look at the game that many people think is going to be an upset. I know Mike sees the upset. Yeah, I don't see it. Not because I firmly believe in the team I'm picking. You just have to know when to pick them. All right, now, everybody seems to like San Francisco over Dallas on Sunday.
That got really popular as the week went on.
Yeah, they've played really well. The Cowboys are kind of up and down. And this is not my overwhelming belief in the Cowboys. It's that you have to know when to take the Cowboys. That's what it's come to me over the course of the past few months now. It's not just, hey, boy, the Cowboys are so maddening. No, this is kind of who the Cowboys are. You have to know when to take the Cowboys. And the time to take the Cowboys is when nobody believes in them. That's the time to, because when you want to take them when things are going great, they have a tough time handling success. So the time to take them is when there's questions. And look, this game on Sunday, I get that San Francisco's played pretty well. I understand. I mean, I'm nervous about Dallas because they don't have any grittiness, but it shouldn't matter in this game. All right, San Francisco's defense is really good, right? Their defensive line is good. Dallas' defensive line is good. They're going to try to get after Dak Prescott, but what Dallas is going to do in this game, they are going to run the football a ton. Just watch. They're going to zig when you think they're going to zag a bit. They're going to grind it out more early and then open up the passing game later on in the game. San Francisco's pretty good all around, but if I had to bet on one of these quarterbacks making those pull-away plays late, that's when I say Dak Prescott's going to wind up impacting the game. He's going to throw a couple of touchdowns late, but Dallas will run the football a lot early to win this game. And if Jimmy Garoppolo somehow goes into Dallas to win this game, okay, but I don't see it. Give me the Cowboys over the Niners in this one. I will take Dallas. It's a Believe in Dallas week. Next week might not be. This is a Believe in Dallas week.
Spread just 3 points. Dallas at home, 51. You're over under. And I've said, look, I'm sticking with him. I picked San Francisco to go to the Super Bowl before the year. Thought it would be a little straighter a path than the number of injuries and issues that they've had to go through, thinking that, well, they'd gotten their fill of those in the 2020 season. Instead, what you had is you lose your starting running back to get things rolling in Mostert. Elijah Mitchell comes in. He's been fantastic. When available, you look at what the run game has been with him leading the charge, and more Deebo Samuel, who you can put up anywhere. I wouldn't be surprised to see him take a couple of snaps under center before it's all said and done. A little bit of gadgetry always in the offing, but Jimmy G is proven in big games. He's come up, and he doesn't have to throw for 300 and three scores and all that. Just be efficient. Take care of the football, and Yak is the order of the day because the Cowboys, that's where you can get them. You can gash them a little bit after contact and certainly in the secondary. For as many big plays as Diggs has made, he's also given up a lot of yardage. Teams keep going at him. Just whether he'll be better and whether the receivers can fight through on this day. I'm looking for Brandon Ayuk. He's the guy I'm circling alongside Samuel, Kittle, and the aforementioned Mitchell to make plays to get things over. San Francisco wins. Final, 24-17.
Wow, look at you with that. You know, if I thought that Jimmy Garoppolo was more apt to throw a game-winning touchdown than a game-clinching interception, I would pick the 49ers. But I just can't see him doing it. He's just okay. He's always been just okay. Is he suddenly going to rise to the occasion and throw the ball up and down the field? No. He's going to throw a bad pick. He'll play well enough for most of the game, and the Niners will be able to hang around a little bit. You're thinking, oh, boy, just one drive. And it's going to be one bad throw, one bad possession that opens up the floodgates for Dallas. Look, their offense is too good at home in this game. And I mean it. You got to know when to pick them. Next week, maybe not, right? Next week, no, that's not the week. No. Everybody's believing in Dallas again. Dallas thinks they're great. No, they can't grow. This is going to be the week to take Dallas. And it may be the only week to take them in the playoffs. That's why I'm taking them this week. Because I can't wait to watch another week. I can't get another week.
This is going to be fantastic.
Mm. I like
Dak
a lot
Prescott
of points in this
so
one,
much on him, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, look, it will be on him later. I really look at them to establish the run early to try to open things up. Like, you're going to see them really make an effort to run the football. You're going to see Twitter go crazy going, why are they paying Dak all this money to hand the football off? Why aren't we throwing the football? And then they'll start throwing it once you get into the second half and move on. Dallas off, they have too many big-time players on offense, and they'll eventually break through in this one. I think you could see maybe 60 points in this game. I mean, I think you see a lot of points in this. It's not going to be the big defensive struggle. So I'm thinking, you know, the Cowboys could win this like a 37-31, 37-28
Look
type
at you,
game tonight.
Going yeah, way like over the top.
I like a lot of points. I like a lot of points in
I
this.
I love it.
Twitter at How About a Fresca. Mike gets Swollen Dome, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon. Don't forget our Best of podcast goes up after the show is over. You get all our big picks. Got our upset special picks coming up next hour as well. And also, have the Warriors made a big mistake? This is Fox.